Hi, welcome to On the Fence with your host, Lacey Steigerwald, a.k.a. The Raven. And you need to listen to the past couple of shows when I'm talking about this youth panel that was done in 2000. Amongst the panel was people like Dan Rather, a whole bunch of CBS executives, some Nickelodeon official executive, MTV youth. They're all aimed at getting this win in 2000. They decided to really focus in on getting the Democrats a huge pool of votes. There was like 27,000 votes, according to this panel, up for grabs, if they could only get to them somehow. Focusing on basically letting the youth know what they wanted to hear. I mean, basically focusing on their concerns, what they want, in order to get them to vote. Well, so this whole panel talks about how this is just not fair to the youth, and how, you know, we really need to be more for them, and that we need to get out there and help them get to the polls because they may not know how to go and vote, and how, you know, their concerns really aren't being met, and, or, you know, aren't being talked about, and when they are talked to, they feel like they're being pandered to. All this hubbub. There was a couple of contributors on there that actually had a more, point of view that didn't really seem to fit with the agenda. And again, this is in 2000. This is, they don't even know what they're doing yet. This is like a discussion about how they should do this. And they have some experts on there that they didn't really count on having an opposing view. And definitely didn't count on Jon Stewart being an opposing view, because they're talking about having late night talk shows being in on this, and that's one of the things that kids in the youth that they're looking for, the 18 to 24 year olds, watch. That's where they get some of their political news at this time in 2000, is from these late night talk shows, especially the Jon Stewart show. So they have Jon Stewart on here, and I don't want to say it because it's so hilarious, because I'm listening to this for about an hour. I mean, the panel is going on and on about how the youth are so disenfranchised. And Jon Stewart's just stirring in his seat, and no one's letting him talk. So finally they let him talk, and he spills out everything that I'm thinking, and I'm saying, I'm talking to my monitor, as I usually am, or the TV, or to myself. But I'm saying this to this panel as I'm listening to them, and then all of a sudden they let Jon Stewart speak. And this is what he says, and it's awesome. So just listen. Bear with me.
I've got a point to make, and it is somewhat antithetical to what I'm hearing.
But Dan, don't give me the back of your hand, Dan.
Yeah, I'm going to give you the back of my hand. If you think I'm going to sit here and play the part of Jim Lehrer and let you get away, you are sadly mistaken. In a moment. Come on.
A lot of the things that Eric has said, but I do think that there's some issues. Let's take Social Security. The big fight on Social Security now is really whether or not people ought to be able to use their own money and invest in the market for their retirement.
This is Tamala Edwards from Houston, smart girl.
And there are a lot of these, when you look at the polling, everybody
she's arguing against this lady.
And some of the things you pointed out, that they want more specific solutions. If I hear Al Gore and George Bush tell me anything more about the number of times they're going to test teachers, test students, I mean, they're very specific out there. And I think there's a tax to be paid. Politicians know that if you look at the trending among young people from the time we got the vote, we don't use it. And if you don't use your vote, if you don't use your voice,
she's saying that youth don't even go out and vote. So why would you go and pander to them when they're not showing
that
you have a history, that they care?
You have a history of, you must talk.
So why would you use your resources on that?
There are other groups, gays and lesbians, minorities, other people that traditionally can feel shut out, but they have shown that they use their vote, and you better pay attention to them. And so the parties tend to.
I think
young people have to look at it in that sort of way. I'm going to make you listen to me. Because I think standing there and saying, you know, why don't you come talk to me, they're not going to do it. But
Jon Stewart, you've been very patient. Thank you. You said you had a point you wanted to make.
Go. Yeah, it's not important. My point is somewhat antithetical to this whole thing. Look, my feeling is this. The generation of young voters that we're talking about have had their asses kissed more than any generation in the history of generations. here today. It's why MTV exists. Culturally, they dominate more than, not only should they, but more than I think they can even handle. And everything that we do is geared towards getting their money. And politics is our revenge. I don't want their voice. I've heard it. Can they get involved? Of course they can. I've seen them stand outside of this building for 6 hours in 20-degree weather. Just so they could get a chance to come upstairs and tell Carson Kid Rock is awesome. So the idea that they can't get out there and do something when they want to, you've all tried the who wants to be a VJ thing, and literally a kid will walk from Minnesota to Chicago. So the idea that they can't get involved, the problem is they are used to being flattered and having their asses kissed and having everything changed for them and their tastes. Well, guess what? It's not that easy when it comes to politics. And as far as the disconnect between politicians and the language that they use, they're disconnected with everybody. It's not that they don't use words like fat and what's up when they're talking about political issues. It's that they are scared to death that if they say something slightly askew, all of us are going to dive on them and show that soundbite 3,000 times on 5 24-hour news networks to the point where they look retarded. And that's what our problem is. Kids want to vote? Vote. But I'm sorry, you don't deserve to have camera angles and politicians talking directly to you. It's your life. And if that's not good enough for you, then I'm sorry. You know, life isn't Dawson's Creek. You know, just because Felicity cuts her hair doesn't mean the world blows up. And I'm sick. I don't like them. I'm tired of them.
I'm glad you don't feel strongly about it.
I do. I was young. Dan, people cared about me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, there is no group gathered in a room right now trying to figure out how to get old people to go to the polls. They go. Annoyingly so. We sit here and we break down the polls of 30% of the kids in this country don't know who's running for president. Make them leave. It's 8 letters you have to learn. How ridiculous is that? We've gone from JFK to TRL, and it's our fault for kissing their asses the way we do because they're the demo that buys deodorant or we think can change brands. And that's it. They're given a ridiculous amount of weight in this society.
I'm having a problem here as a reporter. There's a disconnect up on the stage. Erica, you have a diametrically opposed view to what John has just expressed.
I mean, I hear what he's saying. I mean, I'm not at all trying to say that my generation or people younger than me don't need to be held accountable to on some level. But I don't think you're right. I don't think that most of the politicians are, you know, sucking up to us. I just don't think that that's true.
No. I realize that. You're saying that
in our culture in general, it's such a youth-oriented culture, pop culture.
So that's it. So that, in a nutshell, is where it started in 2000, and Jon Stewart tried to say, you know, like, that's not a good idea. That's not a good way to go. So I hope you enjoyed that, and comment anything you'd like. I think it's a great segment. Go to The Raven on your Facebook and look for Lacey Steigerwald. Talk to you next time.